apart from the cross, how hard the weight is being here. In respect to using time wisely. But tonight, let me deal with the many ways in which we can waste and who waste our time. So I recognize that redeeming and wasting time. The passage in Ephesians 2 talks about redeeming the time. We got to utilize the time, make the best use of time. And we are. There is a book I have, great book, it's known in large companies. There are people coming, people who wrote the book, to motivate workers and to show them how to be productive.
Yeah, to show them how to be productive. But the book deals with two things. Energy, that is our personal energy, and time. And what the book, what the authors, I think one or two of the authors are psychologists or psychiatrists and motivational speaker. What the book does is show that we have been, and by we, most human beings, we are concerned about time, saving time and what. But what the author showed is that we should spend more time conserving energy. That is personal energy. Because a great book, in fact, was given to me about 2, 3, 4 years ago by my daughter, Olive, because she was telling me that her company invite the people to come and speak to the workers there. And they found it so great and helpful. And remember when she gave me, I spent some time, and they said, we have a lot of time to do what we want to do. The thing that is usually get exhausted is energy. And in the book it shows how you need a break sometime from the things you are doing. You need diversion. And things like very, very great book. You know why I find it. I've never looked at it the way they look at it. That is, we put a lot of emphasis on time. They have it spin around. Put more emphasis on using your personal energy wisely, that you do not always exhaust yourself. You see. So, time, we do waste time. Okay? So, tonight we look on 2, 3, or 4 ways in which we waste time. And when I pick up on this lesson again, we'll be looking on another 4 to 6 ways. You know, I couldn't, because on a Sunday night it is a purpose, we are. I make the lesson much shorter lesson than on a Sunday morning. So I feel that dealing with two or three of these points tonight will be adequate. So, among the ways that we waste time is lack of application. And right there you may say, what do you mean? When we do not apply ourselves, lack of application or failure to apply ourselves, failure to make use of opportunities which come our way. Many of us waste a lot of time like that. We're the Almighty God saying opportunity your way, my way. And we just let those opportunities pass. They are opportunities that could make us better health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health-wise, intellectually-wise, physical-wise, spiritual-wise. A lot of those are opportunities that in the various areas of life, we could be better. But because we did not utilize those opportunities, that is, we waste the time that come our way in respect to these things, we did not benefit. And part of what the wise man Solomon had in mind when he wrote Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 is this very point. Let us hear the passage. May I? Do you know that this is a wise advice by the wise man? May I put it another way? Because it's something I believe in. Whatever is worth doing in life, do it well. That's right. Anything worth doing in life, learn to do it the best way you can. And Solomon says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Lot of times, we have to go over things we have done. You know why? We didn't put out the effort to do it right the first time. And what we don't realize is that whenever you do anything and have to go over it, it's waste of time and energy and money. To laugh over this because sometimes you know you have a person who may help you in the house and that you have to take back a shirt or whatever for them to wash over. When you pay that person last week to do it, you are paying twice for the same thing. That's right. Business people understand. When a worker has to be called back to do the thing properly. And remember, all of us at some times have to go over something that we have done. But what I'm saying, it is waste of time. Solomon says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. Did you know that the New Testament encourages that type of attitude? When the New Testament, and get this, appeal to Christians who were slaves. Eh? Are we all there? Christians who were slaves. And the Almighty God, speaking through the apostle, encouraged the slave to so do their work properly. Do it like they are doing it unto whom? Can you believe that? So, we waste time when we do not apply ourselves. A truth that all of us know is the fact that children will put aside important tasks to go and ramp. That's right. You give them something that is very important, and they, well, I was a child, and I used to do it. I didn't get chastisement for being ill-mannerly or anything like that. I remember years ago when we go to visit my mother, we usually sometime go on a Friday where we could stop in the Maypen market, Sister Mitchell and myself, and buy, you know, the market stuff we need. And a lady who knew me when I was a little boy, she had migrated to England and came back and met me in the market and recognized me. And she was going over how I was mannerly and I was this when I was growing up. You did I wonder how Mr. Ill mannerly now. Yes, and all of that. So I didn't get a lot of chastisement for neither from mother nor father because I was ill mannered. Nothing like that. You know what I got chastisement for? We will leave what them give me if you do and go around. Truly. And children do things like that. But children are children. We are adults. And this is why we learn in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11 what it says there. When I was a child,
I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought
my thinking pattern was like that of a child.
But when I became a man,
when I became an adult, grown up,
I put away childish things.
So may I? Children find playing easier and find more fun in playing than doing the work that the parents give them. But as an adult, we know that it is important that we get important things done and that we do not waste time. And you know what? God expects that of us. So, lack of application, our failure to apply ourselves diligently to what we are doing, what confronts us, we waste a lot of time there. We like shortcut. And shortcut is good in some ways, but in many other ways, it's best to go the proper route. Secondly, another way we waste time is where we spend much time reading or preoccupying ourselves with cheap, demoralizing, vulgar literature or movies. Let me repeat that. And may I just make something clear? I'm not talking about where you're watching a nice movie and something vulgar may come up. I'm talking about where you know that the movie is vulgar and what. And that's what you want to watch. I'll be making another little point right. Well, let me make it now. The fact, brothers and sisters, what we see and hear has impression on the mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you or I spend much of our time hearing or watching things that are demoralizing, negative, cheap, vulgar, be it literature, movie, or whatever, that will have some bearing on the way we think and ultimately the way we act. What we read and what we see can influence our thinking. Christians are encouraged by the great Apostle Paul that we should think on higher and nobler things. Philippians 4, verse 8. Let us hear it. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren.
Whatsoever things are true. Whatever.
Did you know that this is another powerful passage in the Bible that can give us guidance not only in our spiritual life but in the other area of life? May I? Well, one of the points I'll be dealing with in a few minutes, deal with that. Do you know the more you are preoccupied with negative things, is the more your thinking become negative, and that affect your peace? Let me hear the passage, brother.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue,
if there be any praise,
think on these things.
That is, preoccupied your mind with the positive. Great passage. Amen. Don't preoccupy your mind with things that are demoralizing, vulgar, cheap, and negative. I can keep my mind healthy by keeping my mind preoccupied with good, positive thoughts. Whenever any time in the day I find I'm not what that is up here, my thinking is probably thinking of some challenges or something that I have to confront, or something I have to do that probably I don't enjoy doing. And my spirit might not be as positive as I want. I always trace what makes me feel like this. Always. And you know what? It works for me. That is, I can go in my mind and trace some of the activities that might confront me in the day or things that I have done and realize, okay, it's this and that probably make me think, feel this. And I find reason to tell myself, don't let that affect you in that way. You see, it's good to trace. When you get up, I don't mean you get up on the wrong side of the bed. But you get up and not feel the way you know you are to feel. Trace, because a lot of times you have no reason to feel unhappy. And a lot of times if you trace what makes you feel moody and happy, you will discover that you have no reason to feel like that. As I've said, that I can keep my mind healthy by keeping it preoccupied with positive, good thoughts. So remember, reading or preoccupying ourselves with things that are cheap, demoralizing, vulgar, negative, that is one of the ways we waste time. And third, we waste time when we engage or preoccupy ourselves with unwholesome recreation. I'm going to repeat that. We waste time when we engage or when we preoccupy ourselves with unwholesome recreation. When we seek recreation or diversion that is not wholesome. Get this. We need recreation. That's right. You want to call it diversion? We need, as human beings, notice the word. Notice this is creation. That's the way the word recreation is spelled, you know. R-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N. Recreation. We need it. Every human being needs recreation. May I drop another word? While they are not exactly the same, but we need diversion. I do a lot of reading. I love reading. Really love reading. I like to get in the experience of other people, their knowledge, their thought. Yes. And lot of what I read make demand on me to remember as much as I can. But you know what? Lot of times I crave just reading something light that me not, I don't have to try to remember anything. And a lot of time I find book or a magazine that does that for me. Because 90 90% of my time is spent reading things that I have to remember. But both our body and our mind needs recreation. Need to rest the heavy stuff, the hard stuff, and absorb something lighter for a while. All of us need that. So you must keep that in mind, that we need recreation. Proper recreation or diversion, if I may, is good for the mind as well as the body. For example, there are people, some of you don't know how to relax. You need to know how to relax. That's right. There are people who are literally tormented if they spend a 30 minutes and they are not busy over something. Yes, busy. Use your time constructively. But remember, you must so discipline yourself that you can relax. You can just far out. And that sometimes becomes a part of our recreation. As I said, we need recreation. Proper recreation or diversion is good for the mind as well as the body. But look here, we must make sure that recreation does exactly that it recreates. That is, whatever we may undertake as recreation, sometimes people may refer to it as their hobby, something that they like to do and it is good and it is healthy, and something that does not necessarily make a lot of demand on them. How many of you know that things like crossword puzzle stimulate the mind? That's right. And it stimulates the mind, and if you enjoy doing it, it relaxes you. So make sure that recreation is exactly that. It is recreation. If what I do and call it recreation, if it diminishes me physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually, it is not recreation, it is dissipation. In other words, it dissipates me. It takes away from me instead of adding to me. Recreation must do that. It must revive me. It must relax me. It must sort of thaw me out. Even if it brings sweat out of you, it must thaw you out. That's right. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. Second Timothy 3:4.
Traitors.
Start again.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
If this were a Bible study like getting your response, I would ask you, what word there may fit into what I'm saying, and that the word is lovers of pleasure. You see, that there are people who just live to live it up, to have a good time, morning, noon, and night. That is not recreation. So we must make sure that we do not misunderstand what is being said. Last but not least, we must not, or rather, we do waste time when we think constantly on wrong or injury done to us time ago. Let me repeat this. It's the last point in this lesson for tonight, telling ways in which we waste time. And this final point, I'm saying one of the ways we waste time is when we constantly, our mind, our thought pattern is constantly on some wrong or some injury that was done to us some time ago. May I? While there are some things wrong done to us whereby it is wise to remember them. Why is it wise, Brother Mitchell? So that you can avoid where it is in your power that being done to you or against you again. We see situation like that in the Bible, where that remembering wrong, evil, or whatever done to you, in some cases it is wise. It is not wise to be constantly be preoccupied with something that you perceive as wrong, was injury, and probably in fact it was, but it preoccupies you so much that daily you remember it, monthly you remember it. That is wasting of your important thought. Meditation or meditating upon negative experiences, get this, that does us more harm than good. Christian, this is why the passage we read, whatsoever things are beautiful, whatsoever. That's why that passage is so important. I repeat, when we are constantly preoccupied by some wrong that was done to us some time ago, it affects us mentally and it affects us spiritually, truly, and physically. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 19.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
That's right.
But rather give place unto wrath.
May I? One passage, I think, same place in Romans, talk about that you must feed those who hurt you, because by doing that you will heap a lot of fire to burn up the person's head.
20.
What this passage is teaching. Because you see, we seek to get equal with a person because we feel the hurt the person has done us so deeply. We are preoccupied. We go to bed, we are thinking, and we are saying, the person should never have done me that. And we get up, we're going to work, we are preoccupied. We are doing this. That's wrong. You are hurting yourself. Where wrong is done to you, learn to leave it to the Almighty God. You know, among the things is that if that person need to be revenge, nobody can do that better than God. And the Bible is saying, you don't do it. Try to overcome it. And leave it to God. Vengeance belongs to the Almighty God. So don't preoccupy yourself. Again, you know, and make the distinction. They are wrong done to us, that some of which it is wise to remember, not to remember to be vengeful and vindictive. You are remembering so as to protect yourself. But even in those cases, you do not let the thing preoccupy your mind all the time. You learn to ride above some things. So don't waste time. Don't use up precious time that could be used more constructively, thinking of wrong that has been done to you.